Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of Pop Off.
This week we're back talking about the Kardashians as Kourtney reveals she's pregnant again.
We get into the latest looks from Pharrell's first Louis Vuitton collection.
And we get into our opinion on this week's Love Island, and we're not happy with a certain Islander.
Plus, we name our hottest Love Islanders of all time.
Woo!
Hello, hello!
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 Wow, you got very cool.
I was actually a I feel like I might have said this before. I was a choral boy back in school.
Really?
Yeah. But, and then I got kicked out of the choir in year 11 because I never turned up to anything. And they were like, do you even take choir seriously? And I was like, no. And they were like, get out. And I was like, okay. I was like, this is fine by me. Because the amount of practice that you have to do and the time that you have to put in it's long.
I feel like you had like YouTube videos as well.
Yeah, I used to have YouTube videos of me singing.
Oh!
And you know what? YouTube did me so dirty because I never delete anything off my social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's going to come back to bite me, like actually bite me in my ass in the near future. But I'm just like, I don't get cringed out at my past self. Like, you know how some people like you show them old videos, they're like, no, stop,
yeah,
I can't look at it.
Yeah,
I'm just like, that's not me though.
Yeah.
Like that was me. Like even videos from like 3 years ago, I'm like, but that's not me. Like you can quite clearly look at me and be like, I'm not the same person.
But I like looking back at myself because I'm like, look at that confident girl in a way, like, and look how much she's grown. And also she actually like, because I feel like in every stage of my life I really believed in myself and like what
same.
I was wearing. So I'm like, how can I put myself down and I'm just as confident right now? I'm gonna be thinking the same thing, so I might as well hate myself now.
No,
if I'm gonna hate myself back then.
One of my favorite TikToks you've ever done is you did a TikTok where you I don't know if you rated like your archive Instagram, or it was just like Instagrams, and it was like they were all Instagrams from when you were pre 18.
Oh yeah.
And it was like pictures of you in like a club toilet, and you were like, I thought I was the sickest bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
oh wait, I was talking about more when I was 14. I don't want to go back to those times.
No,
that's cringe.
I was crying at the TikTok, and you had like a packet of cigs in your hand and one of the pics, and it was so good because it was so like, it was like a time capsule of the year of like 2017. Like it was just so on at like,
I was such a like, like, I just used to smoke so many cigarettes, but I just used to do things that like, now I look back out, because I never used to try and like conform to like other people, but then at the same time I kind of did. I just had my, so like I would be like, you know, like try and be like one of the pretty girls and like straighten my hair and do all of that, but then I'll just have like a really disgusting habit, like smoking like 10 packs of cigarettes like a fucking day, and everyone, like no one else done that.
Really?
Yeah, like no, like I mean in secondary school I had my group of friends that used to smoke cigarettes, but then it would just be me out of all of my friends. Like if we were going to Libertine, I would be the one outside smoking cigarettes.
I feel like by the time I got to sixth form, like 80% of my year were like, had a smoking addiction.
Really?
Oh, like it was so bad at my school. But I don't know, that's just maybe my school. Because also like, I feel like we were pre-vapes.
Yeah.
But we were pre-vapes.
I've got to say though, I was one of the first to start vaping.
Yeah, I had a dual one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I used to get these things from Tesco because I stopped smoking about when I was, I think, like 18. It was in March, actually. I stopped smoking cigarettes. I just went cold turkey. And then I started smoking these like pen-looking ones from Tesco's.
Yeah.
And they always used to break. And then I started smoking these ones that like, they look, I don't know how to explain that.
I remember those pen ones and it was like,
blue.
It was like people and like, what are they called when they drive those big lorries?
HGV drivers.
I don't know, but it was always those men who had them because they could just like puff away with them like inside their lorry because they don't have to. Yeah, but I had a dual one in like 2018.
Really?
See, but I wasn't like properly smoking back then.
And everyone used to hate, oh, what, you're vaping? Oh, like just smoke proper cigarette.
And now look at you.
It's pissing me off.
And now look at you all.
I know. Now look at you.
Addicted to USBs.
Yeah, literally. Fucking flavoured air.
Anyway, how was your week?
My week's been good. My dad came back from Ivory Coast on Saturday, which was fun. And yeah, I posted a TikTok and like everyone, I feel like people kind of just get the wrong impression. Like, because I don't like post constant TikToks of, you know, like my like the group chat that me, my mum and my dad have. I feel like people are just like my dad's like hating on my boyfriend being there. Like, do you think my dad would have a man in his house if he didn't want him there?
Yeah. You know? Why? What was the vibe people were giving off?
They were just like, oh, like you're brave. Like my dad can never like, I can't remember what people were saying, but I feel like it was like a bit of a disconnect of like, my dad's actually happy to have this man here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What was it, just like the vibe that people just jumped to the conclusion that like your dad wouldn't be fine with like a boy living in
your
house?
I remember because when I first like spoke about it, which was like time ago, I think it was like, it was at the beginning of this year when my boyfriend first moved, because my mom just dropped it in a group chat that like he moved into the house. Because I always said it to my dad. My dad was like, nope, not happening, not happening. And my mom was just like, listen, and like, my mom's been married to this man for a fucking long time, right? She knows how he is. So she's like, listen, when he goes away to Ivory Coast, like, Manuel can come and live here and we'll just like let him know, because it's fine.
Because you can't do anything over there.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't do anything. But yeah, and then like people were just like, your dad does not seem happy at all. I'm like, bro, like if my dad was truly that unhappy, like he would be back here kicking that man out of his house.
That's the one thing that is so annoying about showing stuff on like personal relationship, is then when people start to jump to conclusions.
Yeah.
I never have that, because I've never put my family or my relationship online, but in my friendships, and people are like, well, this couldn't have been that bad because they're still friends with this. And it's like,
are you in the group chat?
But I also get it, because I do the same thing to other people that I don't know. So I understand the jumping to conclusions, but it's just like, just think it in your head.
I know.
Like, you don't have to comment every thought.
Yeah, every thought people comment. And I'm just like, but like, how are you so confident in yourself? But then I feel like if you're just used to being a commenter, then it's just like nothing.
I also feel like it's that parasocial thing where it's like, the more you reveal, the more people are going to comment. Like, so I don't reveal that much, so I feel like people don't have that sense of entitlement with me. People, but I feel like you're very open.
I am. People have a crazy sense of entitlement. But like, I've tried to not like defend myself as much now, because I'm just like, you guys live like this parasocial, like these parasocial friendships, and you think that you know me, and I'm just like, do you know what? Have any fucking assumption you want. Because I used to like just like try and chase and be like, no, because I hate people making up an idea of like me. Like, I put out a certain, take exactly what I've literally just said and just take that. Actually, don't even always do that, because sometimes I just say shit. And
sometimes I'm actually lying.
I'm actually just lying.
Sometimes I was just my personality for the day, and tomorrow I'm not going to be the same bitch.
I'm not the same bitch, literally.
Did you go see Sister this week?
Yeah, I
saw that. I'm seeing her on Monday. I'm so excited.
I'm seeing her on Monday.
With
USC.
Yes! Okay, that was a great realization. How was it?
It was so good. She was really good. But oh my god. Oh, this is another thing. Fucking hell. If you guys are gonna, people love to quote me on my TikToks. Well, you said on your podcast. Bro, no one could actually beat Beyonce now. Like, watching people perform. I know it's different. Like, it is
different,
very different
type of concert. Yeah.
It's a different type of concert. Like, it's a different, whole different person. But like, it was very, very good still, because like at first I was like, oh my god, like nothing like beats Beyonce. Like, because she's just like on stage and she's very chill. But like, I feel like her fan, like, she just really is that chill that you just like want to just chill, if that makes sense.
I can kind of,
her voice is amazing as well. I can, she still has the music, I mean the singing in the back.
Oh, like the track playing?
Yeah, the track playing.
Sorry. Did Travis Scott come out?
No, he didn't. He was in London though, apparently.
Apparently they're dating now.
Huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I don't know if this is actually true. I just read a tweet, so... That is not heavy enough evidence. Guys. but I read that Kris Jenner pays him off to not speak on their on his and Kylie's relationship, so it can sort of be like that sort of
co-parenting.
Are they together? Aren't they together? Who really cares? Because they're civil and do the thing together.
Yeah. It's so funny.
But they're not actually together.
Only when they are together, people are talking about it, but then everyone's shum.
And no one ever speaks about it, which is so interesting, because you speak about, like, everyone's so involved in, like, I feel like the rest of their relationships. But then I guess it's like, we're only involved because they force it down our throat.
Yeah,
so as soon as they stop forcing it down our throat, do we actually care? Yeah. Not really.
We haven't spoken about the Kardashians fucking ages.
I know, but we're speaking about them today, guys. Yeah. But before we get on to that, I just wanted to also say, speaking of concerts, Taylor Swift's announced a Europe tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't really care.
I won't be going.
But I do want to give that woman some credit. I was in the car and that song came on. You belong with me. Oh, I remember you driving in my car in the middle. And that song fucking good. Like, it went off.
Does
I was
it go
screaming
off?
It. And for some reason, I knew all the words. And I finished that song. I was like, maybe I need to give this woman a chance. Oh, I won't because I just...
Can you just imagine the fans there though? Oh my God. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
Not no, a bit of me. I have to say, Beyonce fans are intense. Barbs are annoying. Swifties, the...
Are they lunatics?
And I don't mean to paint everyone with the same brush because I feel like you can paint all the Barbs with the same brush because the woman's problematic. So yeah. If you're a fan of her, you're also problematic. Mm. And Taylor Swift, I don't think is that problematic. So I'm sure she has some normal fans. But from what TikTok is showing me, crying, screaming... I saw this one video where this girl had learned like... her like what she says in between songs and was shouting if I ever get put next to someone like that in a concert, I swear to God, violence is the only answer, and I'm not taking any accountability for what
so
I do to you.
Scary.
They are
people need help. No, but then I guess like people would be like that with Beyonce too. Fans be fanning.
But like that was like, they were in like, I mean, I guess it is just, because I was about to say they had recreated Taylor's old looks, but like people went to Beyonce in like, I went to fucking Beyonce in a sparkly cowboy hat. Like,
it's kind of... Yeah, it's Beyonce. Like, I just don't get Taylor, I just don't get the Taylor Swift.
And you can see the performances side by side. But I did read a tweet which was like, Taylor Swift is for mediocre girls. Mm. So she can't wait. But this person tweeting it was like, I'm a Taylor Swift fan. And Taylor, like someone was comparing basically Beyonce and Taylor Swift side by side because there was a whole debate being like, oh, which one is the best ever tour? They're both being dubbed tour of the year. And someone was like, well, literally look at the material. And this girl was like, Taylor Swift is for us mediocre girls. Mm. If she is this excellent being who's just like doing all these crazy Beyonce stunts and all this stuff, we don't relate to her anymore. Like, she is for the average girl.
Yeah, I guess so. And there's a lot of average girls in the world. So.
And they need their representation too. They are just as important.
Fair enough. So, as we said, we haven't spoken about the Kardashians in a while, but...
You should get the orange soda. It's amazing.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
It can never be that long. Kourtney Kardashian is pregnante. She has a baby in her own belly, guys.
Not even a surrogate like the
Not
other sisters.
Not even a surrogate. And she's the eldest as well.
Mm. Which I feel like people had so much to say on TikTok. I'm like, oh my God. Golly gosh, I know they're a problematic family, but can they not have one thing?
I know.
Like, everyone was do you not think you're a bit too old? Do you know the health repercussions? Like, give her a day to like revel in like this like greatness that and a miracle that she is pregnant, because pregnancy is not like you can't not everyone be, like it's a miracle to be pregnant. So just give her a day to revel in it. We can discuss the health repercussions. They were just straight down her throat.
People are so annoying with that though, because it's all like women's rights, you know, having a baby and all of this stuff. Fucking Janet Jackson had twins at like 100 years old.
Or Naomi as well. Naomi had her baby so old.
And everyone was happy.
Sorry, Naomi. Don't come for me. So old.
And poor Kourtney. But I saw a TikTok the other day and someone was just like, she can't even control the kids that she already has.
After the sort of age gap of like 9, unless your name's Stormy Gemina, they all roll into one. Like, I can recognize Penelope, Mason, North, and... Sane.
Oh, I can actually recognize
all the younger ones. Because I'm sorry, children just look the same. How am I supposed to differentiate three-year-olds?
Do you know what? I feel like Kourtney's kids all look very different though, because like the boy had like really long hair and then he cut it. Mason is just like the eldest, anyways. Mm. How old is he now? Fuck, I miss problematic Mason though.
But it's like even now, I'm only like starting to be like, see Blue Ivy's face and I'm like, that's Blue Ivy. Like, I just feel like under the age of 10, you can't speak. You don't have a personality.
9-year-olds can't speak, guys.
But you know what? They don't have anything of substance to say.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, I'm just like, I don't have no... I find it really weird when people are infatuated with celebrity children.
I know. Well,
I'm like,
that's just weird. That is weird.
That is weird. But like, I'm just like, oh my God, I think Penelope's going to be like a fashion icon. How do you know this?
Yeah,
she's 11
true.
With no... You don't know... What?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I think What's her name? Norfolk, so.
Yeah, but that's also because of her parents. Like, at that age, your parents are sort of basically dressing you.
Yeah, it's true. No, but her TikToks, though, come on.
She's got a personality.
She's got a good person. Like, she actually cracks me up. Mm. Do you watch her? Have you seen her TikTok?
They haven't come on my For You page for ages. That era where, like, Ice Spice came over to the house and all that stuff, she was on my For You page every day.
Non-stop.
But the past like, month or two, I've not seen her in ages.
Like, there's this one, like, and she does, like, these, like, really funny faces as well. and she's done like a hair video as well with Kim. I don't know, I think it's funny.
Did you see the way she announced it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's her announcing it to the public because she's got a big bump.
Yeah, there ain't no fucking way Travis like noticed that stomach. No offense, but like it's a pregnancy
bump.
Yeah,
it's like, a pregnancy bump.
It's a visible bump.
Yeah, it's a visible bump, and the woman doesn't just wear baggy clothes.
It was cute. I didn't mind the announcement.
Yeah, I just love, like, because I follow Alabama Barker as well
on
TikTok. And I love the dynamic of how, like, she is. Mm. And then have you seen that woman on TikTok who does, like, the trees? Like,
family trees.
Family tree, kind of graphy situation of, two people, like Kardashians, and then all the ways that it stems and comes like back round. Like,
I know, I've seen that.
She done one, I can't remember who it was with, and then talking about basically, what's her name, Avril Lavigne and Tyga, and how they're actually related back, because Avril Lavigne is like Caitlyn Jenner's son's ex or some shit like that. So like it comes back round.
I don't know,
it's really weird, but all Kardashians are weirdly like crossover.
I was about to say, I feel like that's the same in like every friend group, but it's a bit different when it's your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Good for her, I guess.
Yeah, good for her.
The
family dynamic is just so strange to me, though, because just Alabama Barker is just like...
Have you seen all the beef that she has as well? She's constantly beefing with people on social media.
Is she? I thought she was quite chill because she's actually quite a humble girl.
Recently, she has been getting in a lot of beef, but like calling them out on TikTok.
I like
and
that.
Like,
well, because people are really fucking rude. Do you see her comments?
Yeah. And she replies, she claps back well.
Yeah, she does. But yeah, she's a little...
You forget how young
baddie.
These
She's
girls
young.
Are.
Like She's 16. Only like 16. I
it's
know.
It's so young to be like... I just sometimes think it's... But then I guess Kylie Jenner was doing the same and look at her now, so...
I know, but I just still like...
But I also,
she was with... But then Kylie Jenner was like dating a fucking 20-something-year-old when she was 17.
Mm, but I also...
I mean, I was as well. okay, shut up.
But I also feel like back in when Kylie Jenner was doing it, people weren't as entitled and people weren't as upfront. Like people, I feel like, well, I guess it was in a different way because back then the press would be like, Kylie Jenner looked like, got lip filler, looks botched, this is that. Mm. Whereas nowadays it's like actual real people commenting. I feel like the press doesn't do as much now.
Yeah, it's just up to us, isn't it? To be the...
Hashtag be kind.
Yeah. Congrats, Courtney.
Yeah, congrats. I wish you a healthy and happy pregnancy. That's what you should say.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I wish you that. So, if you don't know already, Pharrell Williams is the creative director for Louis Vuitton. He done his first show yesterday at Paris Fashion Week. I think he might have kicked it off now. Oh no, maybe there have been other shows.
I think it was maybe the first day yesterday.
Yeah. Well, it was the first big one. It was along the River Seine. Like, it looked absolutely insane. The lineup of people there was quite...
Yeah.
The roster was insane. You had Beyonce, Jay-Z, Rihanna, ASAP,
Naomi.
Yeah.
But we were saying just before we started, like, obviously celebs go to fashion shows and stuff, but, like, they're select. And, like, Zendaya would go to, like, the Valentino show because she was... But Zendaya's now just got a contract with Louis Vuitton, I think.
Oh,
which would explain why she's there.
Oh yeah, because that was the reason to why she split up from her.
But then Laura Roach was there with Zendaya.
Oh, okay.
Because there's this whole, I actually don't know the ins and outs, but apparently there's this thing that Zendaya doesn't hold people's hands. Like, for example, like, well, this is an example. She was like, the seats for the shows were like blocks. So as she went over to say, she was with Laura Roach, and as her and Laura went over to say hi to Beyonce and Jay-Z, a security came over and like held out his hand to like help her like climb over these blocks, and she like just like hovered her hand over him, and then he was like obviously really awkward, so he like took her wrist and she like, and apparently there's this whole thing that Zendaya doesn't hold people's hands.
Really? That's interesting.
I saw it on Twitter. I must have been Twitter, because I wouldn't have seen like that much like wording with it on TikTok. But yeah.
That's interesting.
But yeah, so Zendaya was there with Laura Roach, Naomi, ASAP, Riri, Beyonce, Jay-Z, who else? Anita.
Yeah, Anita.
Maluma. Jude Bellingham.
Jude Bellingham. That's so random.
He was there with his brother as well.
My God, they're twins. That's so scary.
Have you seen that he had a brother?
Yeah. I saw a picture of his brother, his mum and his dad. Like, and him all together. I was actually shocked. Like, I know siblings are supposed to look alike, but not a fucking copy and paste. They look like twins.
Is he a model? What does his brother do?
Football as well, I think.
But just not. That's so shit. If you're the twin, yeah, like, but, shit at football.
No, but I don't think he's shit though.
Oh, right.
I think he's still like on the money, just not on Jude Bellingham money.
I reckon I could name 10 footballers. Current. No, I can name 5, I reckon.
Go on.
Jack Grealish. Jude Bellingham, shit. Saka. Phil Foden. Oh, I need one
so
more.
Basically,
one
the
more.
English team.
Ben Chilwell. Woo!
Well done. You just basically named the English team.
I just named like 3 of them. I know people who have shagged, so I'm like, wait, who are they? but yeah, loads of celebs. We were saying before we started, this was the first like fashion show in ages where it's like, what show in recent years has had Beyonce, Rihanna, yeah, all attend? Like,
and also Beyonce is doing her tour.
Yeah, she's taking the time out.
She's taking time out for this. So this means that it must have been... It also means that Pharrell Williams got decided fucking time ago.
Yeah, yeah. But I love Beyonce's look. Her shades were so good.
Yeah, So obviously, you know, I'm an ex Beyonce hater. And number one thing about Beyonce was the way that she dressed. Like, I could not fucking stand it. But when you begin to like someone, you can't help but just like start to just appreciate the things that they wear and why they might wear it, or just try and see a vision for them. But
I mean, sorry to cut you off, but I also like how she dresses for her age.
I don't know. It's giving Real Housewives sometimes.
But sometimes I'm just like, oh, you're Beyonce. You don't need, like, if you saw what, I don't know, Kim K and Beyonce are probably the same age.
Yeah.
And so. Kim K was there in like a gym set and a fur fanny pack.
Yeah, but that's Kim K though. That's how she looks, I guess. But then I guess it's the same for Beyonce.
That's
know?
What I mean. Like, she's mature. She doesn't need to come in like some stupid outfit. Cause
yeah.
If you haven't seen what Kim K's wearing, basically a lot of the collection were like this like pixelated, a lot of people were saying it looks like Minecraft sort of print. And she was wearing this two-piece gym set with a fur fanny pack that I actually thought was a miniskirt. And Isla was like, no, it's a fanny pack. And this huge, long fur
bloody
coat.
Perspex heels.
She was not wearing Perspex heels.
Well, she was wearing like the black sole and then like this clear bit over the top.
Oh my God, we need to ban Perspex heels.
I know, I hate them.
What is the issue? Like, what is the need? I hate them.
I hate them. I don't get it anymore. Like, we know that it's fake. Like, we know. Before it's like, oh yeah, your foot's kind of hovering type beat. But now it's like, we know your foot's not hovering. Like, this is done. This is old. Get something new. But yeah, Beyonce was wearing like, it looked like a kind of like oversized pajama set.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I assume she was going for. But like, the big shades were amazing, like very Louis.
It just looked so, I loved it because it just looked, obviously it was like an evening show. It's a summer evening. It just looked so rich woman on a summer's evening, which is literally
what
she was.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And Jay-Z looked really good as well. He's wearing like a kind of tux situation without the bow tie, I guess. And like, because look, it's like pixelated as well, but it's like very subtle. I think he looks really nice though.
Yeah.
He looks rich as.
I think my favorite guest in attendance dressed wise was Naomi. She was wearing this
said you liked
leather
it.
Jacket, mm-hmm. boots, bag and dress all in the Louis print. And she did this like fringe hair with, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm colorblind, but like pink strands in.
It's blue.
Okay, blue. And she just looked, I love, like, I feel like that was so un-Naomi. It was so fun.
She looked
for
really
her.
Good. Yeah, she looked really good. But Pharrell Williams being the creative director, a lot of people had things to say about it, because I feel like when a celebrity does come in and like takes a major role like that, it's like, is it because you're a celeb or is it because you do actually have But no one would really know because who's really doing that research, you know? unless you're like a Pharrell fan. The only thing about Pharrell is those fucking glasses he wears. They scare the life out of me.
Yeah, I hate those glasses. I hate them.
They're scary. Very scary.
But apparently they are Swarovski
crystals. Yeah, diamond. That's not very Louis.
I mean, I don't know what these specific ones are, but the ones he usually wears.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really like. The pieces were nice. They weren't anything special.
No, I don't think they were
groundbreaking
either. Like, people were talking about it, but I think because it's like a show that I'm not a Louis fan anyways with the men. I'm just not. Like, some of the women's, like when Emma Chamberlain used to get dressed by Louis, I think she used to like pull some cute looks for her age. But now it's just like, how many of the state, because Louis is such, I feel like, a strong look in terms of like trying to keep the streetwear and stuff. So it's only like, how much can you do of the same thing? And now you put pixels on it, basically.
I liked some of the, like, there was quite a few, like, jacket and short combination sets, which were really cute. But as a whole, it was nothing, like, Loewe's done the pixels already in the, like, previous season. Like, it was nothing that I was like, this is damn!
Yeah. This is groundbreaking. Like,
I think if it wasn't Pharrell's, why did I say that so weird? Pharrell's first show with Louis, it would have gone very under the radar.
Yeah, for sure.
If it wasn't for all the celebs attending,
exactly, that's the major, like, they must have paid Beyonce a fuckload to be there.
But I also think I think Pharrell's such a highly regarded musician and producer and very close friends to lots of them that obviously they would have been paid, but I think it would have also been like, oh, we need to go support him because he's done so much for us, because I think he's a really highly regarded producer, correct?
I don't know, but
I'm sure he's helped them all out in their careers at some point.
I don't think he's a star icon though in any way.
No, but he has his own brand and he
does it.
Yeah, I think it's called I can't remember what it's called, Human Race or something. I can't remember.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, but after the break we will be getting into our this week's Love Island opinions and we'll be discussing Bebe Rexha's recent incident on stage.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. Now, before we get onto Love Island, we're going to discuss about the poor woman that is Bebe Rexha, who got a phone thrown to the face at a concert. If you didn't know, she was performing. Also, I feel really bad for her because she can't catch a break. I don't know if you know much about her.
I don't know who this woman is.
She sings, I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling alright, yeah. But she sings also, like, you know, I'm friends with the monster.
Yeah.
That's actually originally her voice and all the woo-oh!
Oh, it's Lady Gaga.
I think it's Rihanna's song.
Oh, whenever I put monster, I always think of...
Yeah, the fame, Lil Monsters.
Yeah.
And like she sang, you know, be my woman, Bobaja. Yes, I do. Sings that, but she, banging my drum like dum. She sang that, but she got no credit. So basically, she was in the music industry for ages. And every time she did a vocal or like wrote a song, they'd be like, oh, we're so sorry. Like, we can't put your credit you on this. Like, it doesn't work, or we're using someone else's vocals, or there's like too many, like for that Hey Mama one, they were like, we've got too many names on there already, like we can't fit your name on as well. And they went and shot the whole music video without her.
Rude.
And then she finally got her break from that. I mean, she's been around for a little bit, but she finally had a
break
hit free with that David Guetta song, and then released the album and it flopped. Then she went on tour and it got announced that some of the tickets were selling for $6, and then 2 days later she got a phone thrown to the face.
Fuck, she can't catch a break.
Literally.
I would just quit. Honestly,
what is the point? It's the universe telling you no.
Yeah, literally, like a whole phone thrown to your face. But that's becoming such a mad thing now.
Yeah, because do you remember the N-Dubs concert? Talisa got one to the face as well,
and fucking Dappy was banging out.
And who else? I feel like what festival was it where someone from Central C or some rapper picked it up and started filming the stage?
Well, yeah, that's how it started though.
And it got back to the girl and she posted it on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how it started. So people started doing it. And then I feel like we've spoken about this on a podcast, but there was someone else. Oh, it was Chris Brown. Oh, wait, no, but that wasn't the same. Someone didn't throw it on stage. She was just trying to film.
Oh, yeah, and he threw it into the crowd.
Yeah.
And he's not us about to defend Chris Brown. Never.
But yeah, she can't catch a break, man. I don't know who she is. But I did see a TikTok yesterday of, she got a whole black eye from it as well.
Yeah, that if you've seen the injuries, if you haven't, just search BB Rex or I think she posted on Instagram. It's bad. It's like stitches. Yeah. When at first I saw the video and it impacted her head, I was like, that's not that bad.
No, but it looked like a whole...
When I saw that, because she was like on the floor, like going like, oh!
Yeah.
And I was just like, get up. But then I saw the injury. I was like, that is completely justified. Yeah. Like, I take everything back I said. Like,
and a black eye is so ugly as well. I remember I got a black eye the 2 days before I went to IB4. I got hit in the face by a boxer.
What do you think is more embarrassing, a black eye or a hickey?
A hickey. Actually, no.
But a hickey
eye,
you can cover up.
Bro, my black eye was peak. I'm talking about the whole eye was black.
A black eye can be hot on a boy, though, I think.
Yeah, on a girl, it just looks like you've been in a fight. Yeah. With who?
Like you have no class and decorum.
Literally, that's exactly how I looked. The guys were scared. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go out on this Ibiza trip and get laid. And I did not get laid. People were just like, what's wrong with your eye?
But people, I don't know if it's just because of after COVID, people just don't know how to behave anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because people got locked up inside and I just haven't still gotten over the excitement. But in recent years, just like even Parklife, it wasn't at Parklife, but the videos I've seen from Parklife.
I've only seen one. I was really pissed off. Like usually I jump on Twitter and I see fucking loads.
My whole Twitter page was just like fire after. And then there
really?
Was like random old men like topless, like screaming. And I was just like, oh my God, this is like, you know how we're always like, Americans are so embarrassing.
Oh no, Northerners are worse. You guys are feral, man.
They are. But like, sometimes, like, I could do, like, a northerner with, like... Northerners are, like, squash. Like, they need to be diluted.
Yes. Yes. I was never a Geordie Shore fan, but, like, the way that they used to act, I just seen clips of, like, I don't know, people shitting on floors.
And pissing in beds. Like, that is one thing I never get. Like, I just think it must be for TV, but on Geordie Shore, when they piss the bed every night.
But I feel like, I mean, I'm going to sound like a bit of a pick me, but I really just don't give a fuck. But like, I always see videos of like girls, I don't know, like just, because I feel like I was one of those girls at one point as well. And it is fun and stuff. But like now when I look back, maybe it's because I'm just like embarrassed by my own self and being a hater. But girls, like I saw this video of this girl, like, I don't know what it was in. It was a club in Ibiza anyways. And she was like doing like roly polies. I'd never done that. But like, I just used to act insane. But like she was doing like roly polies, like on the floor in the club. And the club was like wet. And it just looked so disgusting. And everyone in the comments is like, the people standing around are just such fucking haters, like the girl's just having fun, and I'm just like, no, that's disgusting.
That is, and if I ever do that and none of my friends take me out of that club and take me home,
ASAP,
you are not a real friend.
Listen, like it is fun in games, yeah, don't get me wrong, like acting like a fool in the club, but like I honestly, because I feel like I used to be a bit of a fool, not rolling around on floors and stuff like that, but like I just used to be like super mega crazy, and at the time I was having fun, so maybe yeah, just do your thing and have fun, but at the same time I just wish my friends checked me.
No, there is an age where you need to
And like you can do that from the ages of 18 to 21 maximum.
No way, 21. At 21, there is no need for you to not know your limits and be rolling around on the floor and covered in piss and drinks. There is no, 21 is too fucking old for that. I was going to say if you're like underage and going clubbing.
Yeah, but 21
or like
is
in
like
your
when
freshers.
People are still in like uni at 21 though.
But like, I don't know. Maybe I also think it's probably like a London thing. Like I feel like the like Leeds uni people are still like feral at the age, like they're like purposely like failing so they can do another year, like and be in like their grotty halls. Sorry, I'm actually being so rude.
Everyone from Leeds Uni.
But there is an age where you need to just like,
I mean, have fun and do your thing, but I'm still gonna be like,
I'm still side eyeing from the side.
Basically, sorry, we're haters.
We are.
But as I said, this is, I used to be a bit of a, but I just wish my friends fucking checked me, man. Because my, the diseases in Ibiza, babe, I would not be rolling
that ocean beach pool.
Woo!
Foul!
Mate, people piss in there. People just go there in that pool to piss instead of going to the toilet. Yeah. I know people that do that.
Literally.
I know men that do that. Men's piss, yuck.
That's yellow.
Yellow. They're dehydrated.
After a season in Ibiza, they are not well cleanly urine samples.
Yes, not at all.
Love Island. Another Yay. Week that has still been holding up. It's still a good week. Do you not think?
Yes.
Oh, there's still been a silence. I was like, I didn't know.
Oh,
if
no,
you were
no,
like...
no. It's still going off. I'm absolutely obsessed. I'm obsessed with this season of Love Island. It's giving culture. I said this last week. The dynamics of people as well is just perfect. The cast is great. No one is media trained. No one gives a fuck. And we do have like an... Well... Can you explain like the new thing that they had to do yesterday?
Oh yeah. This week they had a compatibility vote where the Islanders had to basically vote for the least compatible couple, which they have every year. Usually they have it like and then open up to the public to do a public vote on the least compatible couples.
Oh, so we vote because I'm not an avid watch. Yes. Love Island watcher.
So usually the couples will vote who they think is the least compatible, and the couples with the most votes, Jess and Sammy and Mitchell and Leah would then be open to a public vote and one of them would go home.
Mm-hmm.
But this year they fucking amped it up and they were like, you have to reveal face to face who you pick and you have to give your reasonings, and those reasonings were from a place of vitriol. Mm-hmm. Like they thought of those reasons. They were not just like, we're so sorry we couldn't pick anyone. They were like, we don't think you're compatible and we think you should get the fuck off this fucking island.
Basically, Sammy, I can't... Okay, so... let's just backtrack a little bit because I need to talk about the people. Who's pissing you off this week?
Right, who's pissing me off on Love Island this week? Well, my thing is, I think that they need to up the ante with bombshells and timings, because none of the bombshells have made any impact.
At all.
Like, the only one that slightly did a little something was, I guess, Sammy. But even then, he was just with Jess. But like Sammy, that new guy, Scott, Leah, that old lady who went home. No offense. Like, lovely lady.
Charlotte.
I just can't remember your name. And that was the easiest way. Also, why did they act like when she said she was 30 years old, she said she was 57? They were like,
that would be me.
She was like, I'm 30. And you're like, oh my God, you look amazing. I was like, 30 years old is not old. Anyway, even though I just called her old. Anyway.
To be on Love Island.
None of them are like making enough of a dent. And it's getting a tiny, and I'm still, this is a great season. It's just getting a tiny bit stale
because
it's the same conversations and with the same dynamics every episode.
And it's just poor Leo just getting rinsed, mate.
Oh, I felt really bad for her when she was crying, being used as a test.
Well, because Sammy's just such a dick. Like, he's just so, like, fucking, I don't know, 338.
Oh,
fucking
my
final boss.
He is an Audi Finance Studio 338. We Can I Be For... final boss.
100%.
And he has no fucking audacity to speak about my Jess like that. The way that he was in the beach hut being like, I gave a girl who wasn't even my twap a chance and look how that ended up. Babes, watch your fucking mouth.
Yeah, you need to fit
because
in
Jess
eyebrow.
Is a pretty girl.
Jess is a pretty girl.
And you need some Anastasia Beverly Hills dip brow. So let's not talk on Jess.
No facts, but he's so rude. Like, he is one of those guys just to be like, because we were saying that about Mitch. Mitch is the... Was it Mitch? Yeah, I feel like we were saying about Mitch. He's the type of guy where he would move to you and then turn around and be like, you weren't even like, you're not even paying anyways. That Sammy is literally...
He literally
said
did that, yeah.
He literally is more or less just said that.
I do find him quite hot.
No, I know. He is a little bit. I don't say it in front of my boyfriend, but he is like, just in that like...
It's his body. No, he's got the tiniest weight and the hugest shoulders. I don't know. But also, the thing is, when he first came in, I didn't find him hot in the slightest. Yeah. And as the episodes go on, I'm like, wait, why am I now finding...
Actually, I take it back. I do not find Sammy hot. Sorry. I find Tyreek hot.
Tyreek is so attractive.
Those, you see when Tyreek and Ella went to the getaway and that, you see his eyes. Oh my God. Someone the other day, I think I was watching Madam Joyce's TikToks, and that someone was like, oh, Tyreek just like hypnotizing me or something. She was like, get up off your knees now. And that is me. I need Tyreek is just like, he's like the type of guy that I have PTSD from. Like,
yeah,
just the like proper, like he has the chat, but then he keeps you on your toes because he just like, it's just a menace to society, but he's funny. Him and Ella clash heads like crazy though. They were arguing over like...
That was the thing. I was like, I mean, Tyreek and Ella, I love Tyreek and Ella. I don't think I've rooted for a couple on Love Island like this, maybe ever. At least since like Chloe and Toby.
Mm.
Like I haven't like gone like, oh, this couple like gets it. They've got the right amount of chemistry, but also comedy, but also like entertainment. But... Yeah, I'm like, how are you doing a least compatibility vote and arguing?
I know.
Like, over.
And the way that they talk, but you know what, with them, I think like they're just the type of couples that have like very fiery like conversations.
Yeah. And make up quickly.
Yeah. And it's just not really like anything to them because like they just both like talk with mad attitudes.
It's not deep or serious with them. Apart from, yeah.
Well, someone did a tweet the other day and they were just like, they're the type of couple that are just going to be like, oh, like let's just have a good day today, please.
Yeah. That is so accurate. Oh, please, no arguments today.
Yeah, please, no arguments today. That's me and my boyfriend.
Literally, I was about to say the amount of times I've about to go on a night out. Please, can we just not in front of these people tonight?
That is me! When we're on holiday, can we please just like have more?
No, mine is when we go out with like, a group of people who we don't go out with that often, but every time we seem to have an argument, I'm like, please, because these people really think we are crazy and we actually aren't that crazy.
Yeah, I get that 100%.
Also, we need to address the comments because we falsely accused our girl Whitney of not liking Mehdi. She really does.
She's in love. Oh my God, Whitney, babe. What is going on?
Also, Whitney, you need to stick in there because he said in the episode, he said in the episode he's buying a flat in Mayfair. Babe?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, next to Harrods. Okay. Let's get that Harrods loyalty card. No, but I think I kind of get it in a way because he's very assertive and I feel like he tells her what to do in a way and he knows himself because he's very like, I don't take shit. Like he seems like he'll have, that's the only thing that just pisses me off about him though. He says something and he's like, ha ha ha, and he's like, no, let's just get back down to like seriousness now.
Yeah.
And I find that very annoying.
I don't know if it's a French thing. Me just saying anything about him. I don't know if it's a French thing. It's not a French thing, but he's very like, I need to speak to my woman and tell her how I would like her to behave, which is, I hate, but I don't know if that's like a sort of like a French, you know how like French men are like romantic and assertive. I don't know if he's like, oh, I need to put my woman in her place because that's how, like, do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. If it's a different like love
like
language,
a culture sort of thing. But I don't like that. I am still sort of, I just not 100% sold on Mehdi. I am still kind of hoping someone else comes in for Whitney because I don't like the way he sometimes speaks to her.
I know. I feel like he is just very like, okay, stay a foot away from me.
Yes.
That's how it feels type vibe. But then at the same time, they do have like physical touch, like when he was giving her like the massage the other day and stuff like that.
Also, did you see in bed when they were cuddling, she was like stroking his beard.
I know.
Like, she had his like hand on his face. Like,
wait, sorry, not to instigate, but why was the bed shaking last night? With Tyreek and Ella.
Oh my God, I saw that. I know.
Before it cut to the break. Woo! Okay.
And if there's anyone in there who was going to do it, it was going to be there. Or Jess and Sammy. I could definitely see Jess and Sammy.
Yeah, they're not makeup sex. It's like the first time they'll have sex.
Isn't it crazy how back in the day they would just shag non-stop?
Like, who was it? And there's like a video and she's like riding him.
Literally, no covers. She's 19 years old, going wild, literally buck wild, riding her like a cowboy. Literally. But like back in the day, I remember Kem and Amber came off and they were like, we literally would have sex in the pool every day.
Really?
Like they were just like, but we knew they wouldn't show it because it was like so obvious.
Yeah.
And it's like that actually, that's the porn. Like if you're filming this is porn. Like,
well, it's mad because I was also watching again, Madame Joyce's TikTok and it was... I don't know what her name is, but she was on Love Island anyways, and she was basically saying how like they're filmed, obviously it's 24/7.
Oh, Tanya.
Yeah, Tanya. She is 24/7 filming, but like they have to sit. I remember when obviously I was like a reality TV show.
superstar.
Like everything, like they want you to like contain everything until like you have the time, like you can speak about it. But because I can imagine all the time that there's just something going on, like they can't like sit and have lunch together because in case they speak and shit.
Yeah.
That would drive me insane.
I don't know. I would maybe kind of like it. Because,
or just have a break.
So I think the girls can go, the girls eat with the girls and chat about like their home life or like what TV shows they like, stuff they can't speak about on camera.
Okay.
And the boys eat with the boys and then for an hour and then they go back.
Oh, right.
It's sort of more like a break. I feel like I would find it quite relieved. It's not like you have to sit in silence for an hour.
Yeah, imagine like school dinner. Like,
and they have a whole day off on a Saturday.
Yeah, but then she said that when it is your day off, like they still are filming and
oh, really?
Stuff. Yeah. So it seems pretty like intense.
But it's never as intense as Big Brother. But that's why I think Big Brother gets so juicy, because you genuinely do forget.
Mm.
Because Love Island, like, you can see the cameras, you have producers come and speak to you, you have breaks.
CCTV in there.
You have breaks, you go and eat lunch with the producers and you know their names. Like, you have people come in and do your hair and makeup and nails. Like, on Big Brother, you are literally confined to a house and you have no idea what is going on at all.
Yeah.
I remember Jack Fowler said that when he was on, a maid or something, like someone came to clean the villa or something, and he like shouted, like, he was like, do I have 1 million followers yet? And she was like,
oh my god, yeah, I remember something like that as well.
Or maybe it wasn't 1 million followers, maybe it was like the people love me, or like,
oh, right, okay.
So he asked the maid something and she was like, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And he got gas and he apparently was like, but yeah, Whitney and Meddy's kiss was gross.
Yeah, that was very French. Yeah,
she said that, she went back, she was like, very French.
God, mate. I hope she wanted to kiss him though, because kissing someone when you don't want to kiss him is...
Oh my.
Horrible.
Also, she killed me, the whole conversation about going up to the terrace. It's like, meet me up there in 5.
Oh, no.
And then Catherine was like, are you going to go? And she was like, I can't leave him up at the terrace.
Oh, no.
I love Whitney.
Yeah, I love
you. You know what? She's even like, I thought she was just going to be one of those people that I was like, oh, she's so funny, I like her. But I've actually grown like a parasocial, like, oh my God, I'm rooting for you so bad.
Yeah,
like, I really,
too.
Really like you now.
Me too. Who am I not liking at the moment? Oh my God, Mitch, every single day.
I'm sorry, we need to keep Mitch in. He's
one of those people that I have like, so basically on certain people on my social medias and stuff, I keep them on there so I can watch their stories and be pissed off.
Literally.
And cringed out by what they do. And that's the only reason why I want him to be on there, because he brings the fucking cringe times 10.
But I love him in there because I'm just like, how did you pass the psych evaluation? Like, you are a different level of delusional.
I know.
But it's so entertaining to watch.
It is. Someone was like, when Maya Jama comes in, he's going to try and put her for a chat as well.
But the way, like, he even handled the whole Jess and Sammy situation, where he was like, I can't even remember what he did. He said something like, he's genuinely convinced that Jess is really, like, into him.
Yeah.
And it's quite obvious that Jess is just using him to make Sammy jealous.
I know.
Because Sammy did that with Leah. Oh, I'm really scared about Jess. I think that she might have taken it a bit too far.
I feel like she just, like, she knows what she wants to say. She just doesn't have the vocab for it. Like, she's, like, very, like, she has, like, the... That's the only thing where I was, like, the argument yesterday just seemed a bit forced. Because I was, like, you know what you want to say and you know how you could cuss him out. But it's just, like, if Whitney was to cuss him out right now, it would go off. Do you know what I mean?
No, I actually think Whitney has a bit more, like, switched onness about her. Like, I don't think Whitney would be the type to start screaming and cussing people out. I think Ella would be able to do it so well. Like, Ella would be able to make you fucking go to bed, look yourself in the mirror and be like, you are a disgusting human being. Like, she would convince me that I am the one in the wrong, even if I know I'm not. But I feel like Whitney has something about her that's a bit like, I don't need to shout at you. Like, I will have a calm conversation with you when you're ready. Because if you think about the whole Meddy stuff, when Meddy was speaking down to her, she wasn't like, you're being a prick.
Yeah.
She was just like, I'm going to wait and like, let you calm down.
She's my mature queen.
She is.
Mate,
I love Whitney.
If I was on there, like, I was thinking like, I'm just a fucking lunatic, because I would have grabbed a shoe and like chucked it at someone. I'm not even joking. Like, the way that Sammy speaks as well, it's just like,
he's so derogatory.
Like, my shoe would be off in 2 seconds. Like, I don't have that decorum where I can just have someone chat shit to me like that. Like, I would be going fucking insane.
He's like the typical person who peaked in year 10 and still hasn't gotten out of a year 10 mindset and is still just like, oh, well, I'm the shit. Like, you know those boys who are like the most popular boy in school? They went through puberty a bit more before the rest of the boys. So they were like taller than everyone else and all the girls fancied them. And ever since then, they've just lived in this mentality that like, I'm the shit. No one can like touch me.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally him.
Yeah.
Predictions for the next week. Do we want to do that?
Yeah, we can do predictions.
Who do we think will be the next to be dumped?
Oh, the next to be dumped, I think, will be Leah, potentially.
I think if it's a boy to be dumped, it might be Meddy. Because I think that the new guy might go for Whitney.
I don't think the new guy has it.
But if it's like boys get to pick the boy, the new people always get to go first, I think.
Mm.
So he may go for Whitney, and I don't think any of the other girls would save Mehdi.
He reminds me of, you know, Lazy Town. You know, the evil guy. He reminds me of him. I was trying to think for ages, like, who does he remind, like, what's his name again? Because someone
said Robbie Rotten.
Yeah, Robbie Rotten. Because was it Whitney that said you look like semi like a, like a superhero and like semi like a something else? Because he's just like too perfect, but it kind of like, it's just like annoying, perfect, good looking vibe.
Yeah. Wait, are we talking about Mehdi here?
No.
Oh my God. I was like, who the fuck are we talking about?
The new guy, sorry.
Oh, the new guy. Oh, oh my God. And then I thought, no, I meant the new bombshell might go for Whitney.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Which would leave Mehdi, no, none of the girls to save Mehdi.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Cause who's even friends with Mehdi like that?
Yeah. That's what I mean.
And then like, and then Catherine as well, to be fair.
Catherine, I'm sorry.
She ain't got no game.
A beautiful, beautiful woman, but I do not understand the hype or the need that everyone's like, we need to find Catherine a man. We need to save her.
No, we do need to find Catherine a man, though.
But she's not bringing anything to the
show. She's not, but we do need to find that girl a man. I feel like when the right, this is the only thing, it's going to be just like, she would be, that's how I feel like I would be in there.
Right.
I don't have game because I don't give a fuck. And I feel like she cares because she wants, but it's not enough to be like, I'm going after you.
No, because you wouldn't do it. She was like, apparently, not apparently, when one of the episodes, Aaliyah came over to chat to her boy and she was like, oh my God, yeah, Aaliyah, you can take my spot. I feel like you wouldn't.
Yeah, because she doesn't like him though. Like, that's probably why. I'll be like, yeah, go on. I'm just done talking with this conversation anyway. Just wrap this shit up. I really hope Whitney like gets something on like a kind of host.
Oh, host, yeah. I thought like you were about to say fashion. I was like, her fashion's kind of wild.
I know. It's terrible. Okay.
None of them can dress this year.
No, I think they can.
Really?
I really like the Vivian Westwood shirt that Tyreek was with. Oh my God, why does Tyreek dress like that though?
Oh my God, no, I love the way Tyreek dresses. Oh my God, I find it so hot. The way that he dresses like he's literally straight from the 2000s.
No, he's literally straight from JLS in the worst way possible.
No, it doesn't read JLS on him. It reads like American music video in 2007.
No.
Oh my God, I love the way Tyreek dresses.
If it was like super baggy and like he just had that, he's too like, especially because I've pre'd his Instagram and he wears like fucking Amiri jeans and shit like that.
Oh, outside the villa, he doesn't dress like this.
So he don't dress like that. So it's just, and the backwards cap, and it's not even like a fitted or something like
I
that.
I love that outfit, the all black outfit with the backwards cap and the durag. Oh my God, that was so hot.
Lewis, no.
It was so good.
Lewis, get up off your fucking knees. No.
Who would you say is your number one all time Love Island like crush?
Do you know who it was back in the day? Do you remember Rycard?
Oh my God, yeah.
Rycard, back in the day.
He was good looking.
He was like, I was like, this is the pengest guy that's ever gone in this villa. But then there was only like 3 seasons. So.
I used to find like Terry back in the day so good looking. The one with all the tattoos who like Marlon, had the thing with Marlon and then Marlon came back to visit him.
Yeah, I thought he was on, is that the, oh no, no, no. I'm thinking of the guy that was like the bombshell that was on like the year before us. No, 3 years before.
Yeah, Terry.
Is that his name?
With the neck tattoos on the same season as Rycard.
No, sorry. I'm thinking of who was a bombshell and he's like, but, oh yeah. Oh no, he's got long head.
I used to think he was so fit, but now I'm like, whoa. Like, whoa, what the hell?
I was thinking of, you know, the guy that was like, he was on another season and he came back again.
Oh, Adam Collard.
Yeah.
Adam Collard was hot the first time he went on and the second time he went on. It just didn't have the same sauce. It didn't have the same je ne sais quoi.
What about you?
I don't know. I don't know if I have a specific number one.
Adam Collard is not about me.
No. I don't know if I have... I don't think, and I think it's just because I can't take them seriously. I don't think I've ever had like a...
Mega.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like I've never felt the need to...
Ovi,
like,
to be fair.
I never got the Ovi high.
What?
I never got the Ovi high.
No, Ovi was a ting. Yeah, Ovi.
Theo Campbell was quite good looking.
Theo Campbell.
Really, really tall. He was like, I think if Tyler likes Johnny that much, she should go with her.
Oh, yeah. The one that got the thingy in his eye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kaz Crossley's ex.
Mm. Yeah. He was a ting.
I think the most stunning girl is Yuande. Every picture I see of her, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I forget how good looking she is, and she'll come back up on my Twitter and I'll be like, she's very good looking.
No, I saw a tweet the other day. Someone was like, Yuande's doing the Pippi Longstocking fashion now.
I like how she did a recent look where she wore like a kilt, but like,
as
like a side thing, so you could still see the jean. I was like, that's cute.
From Urban, because
I don't like it then.
Oh, that whole kilt thing is becoming like that. You were like one of the trendsetters. You and ASAP, babe. But yeah. Oh, a girl for me would probably be, I think like for now, Catherine, like, Catherine's it's up gorgeous. There. She's just got, like, just without makeup, she just looks, when she's just chilling, she just looks so effortless. Like, someone that just like sits there, just and especially those beds, they're not the most like, just got, she's got quite an athletic body as well, which I like, because everyone says I've got an athletic body. So whenever I peep someone else with an athletic body, I'm like, twin, but she's definitely not like built like a box like me.
Thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of Pop Off. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram and YouTube at Isla Lobar.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also follow the Pop Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. We'd love to hear your thoughts on everything we discussed today. What do you think about the Kardashian baby names? What do you think about this week's Love Island? And what did you think about the Louis Vuitton show?
Yes, let us know. Hashtag us on Twitter.
And make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao.
Bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music, plus top podcasts, included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.